Cuomo and legislative leaders agreed to create a new state agency that Cuomo is calling the Justice Center, which he says will help prevent abuse of people with physical and mental disabilities in state care. The governor's special advisor on people with disabilities, Clarence Sundrum, says the bill creates a new special prosecutor and inspector general to look into allegations of abuse and neglect and prosecute if there's evidence of criminal activities. The legislation sets up a 24-hour hotline to report suspected abuse, and it would prohibit any caregiver convicted of abuse from ever working with people with disabilities again.
It raises the bar on protecting vulnerable people.
The New York Times, in a series that was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize, documented numerous cases of abuse and alleged abuse among the disabled in state care over a period of several years. Sundrum says for the first time, all six state agencies that deal with the disabled, as well as multiple providers that contract with the state, will all have to live up to the same rules and standards.
It creates a single set of common rules that apply to all providers, all service systems in how they deal with abuse and neglect and reporting serious incidents. And I think one cannot overestimate the importance of that clarity, because it affects the way in which you train employees, it affects the ways in which employees that move from one program to another are affected.
Assembly Democrats, who expressed concern that the new agency would be too greatly under the control of the governor, won some concessions. The revised package includes a 15-member independent advisory board. It will include advocates and family members of those in state care. Michael Carey is an advocate against abuse of the disabled. His 13-year-old autistic son Jonathan was asphyxiated by a developmental center worker in 2007 during a trip in a state van. Carey calls the agreement an historic failure. He says it does not go far enough to protect the disabled against abuse. He'd like to see surveillance cameras to monitor developmental centers and group homes, periodic drug tests required for workers, and prohibition of excessive overtime. The man convicted of killing Jonathan Carey had worked over 200 hours in the prior 2 weeks before the incident. Carey says he's consulting with attorneys and he plans to file a lawsuit once Cuomo signs the new legislation into law.
I was concerned that this may come down to this, and tragically it has. This is an absolute failure to reform New York State's mental health care system.
Other groups that advocate for the disabled support the law and, in a coordinated effort, deluged reporters' email inboxes with statements of support. Sundrum, Cuomo's special advisor on the disabled, who headed a state reform commission after the Willowbrook revelations of abuse and neglect in the 1970s, says there are privacy issues that prevent surveillance cameras from being used routinely, but he says they will be used as investigative tools during probes of alleged abuse. And he says drug tests could not be performed on existing state workers. Sundrum admits that previous administrations during the past few decades have dropped the ball on protecting the state's most vulnerable people.
The government had gone through a period of both atrophy and apathy, and many functions in government, not just in this area, but in lots of areas, that had been functioning reasonably well, just sort of seemed to deteriorate into a dysfunctional state. And I think this is clearly an area where that has happened. It's obviously one of the more urgent ones to fix because, you know, there are not only the million New Yorkers who are receiving services from these agencies, but all of them have families, and this thing affects the peace of mind family members more acutely than almost anything else.
The new provisions won't take effect until 2013. Sundrum says it will take time to get everything fully up and running. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.